couple of days ago, Deshaun Watson went to Cleveland, and that started the whole ball of wax going here. Got a $230 million five-year deal, all guaranteed, which reset the quarterback market. And now Baker Mayfield, who was the starter for Cleveland, is now looking for a new home. He mentioned that he wanted to go to the Colts. Well, with Matt Ryan heading there, that is off the table. So we'll keep you posted on Baker Mayfield and Jimmy G, a couple of starting quarterbacks still looking for a home. But Marcus Mariota, the former backup here in Las Vegas, is now on his way to the Falcons to take the place of Matt Ryan, who, as we just mentioned, is on his way to Indy.
So wow.
It keeps going around. Now, earlier, it was Russell Wilson to Denver. Carson Wentz went to Washington. Mitchell Trubisky went to Pittsburgh. He was a backup with Buffalo last year. And Jameis Winston is going to be staying with the New Orleans Saints. And he got a two-year deal out of them. So there is so much going on. And not only that, but there's movement in the premium, top-of-the-line, elite announcers of the NFL.
Okay, before we get to that, so where does what is still open for Baker Mayfield? I mean, he's like musical chairs, and there are no more chairs.
That is the tough spot. The most likely spot now is Seattle, because Seattle traded,
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson went to Denver.
Ah.
So that is really about the only logical place where they need a starting quarterback. And say what you will about Baker Mayfield, he's still one of the top 30 quarterbacks in the NFL. He may be number 25 or somewhere down there, but certainly he's better than some of these quarterbacks, like the Detroit quarterback, let's say. You know, the book's still out in Philadelphia on their quarterback. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of teams that maybe bring in some competition, but more than likely it looks like Seattle is
The
landing spot.
Okay. I want to get to these play-by-play folks, because they're making out like bandits. I don't know how they can sell that much advertising to pay for the play-by-play talent for 17, maybe 20, maybe 22 games total, the Hall of Fame Classic included. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to pay these guys. Give us the numbers. I mean, this is astounding.
It is amazing what's happening. Now, Joe Buck has been the number one broadcaster for about 20 years on Fox, not only doing the Fox play-by-play, but he's also been doing the baseball playoffs. When there's an opportunity for him to do that, he steps right in and is the number one broadcaster for baseball. So it's kind of like dual duty that he had with Fox. So when Joe Buck and Troy Aikman went to ESPN, which, by the way, is going to cost ESPN $165 million for the broadcasters over the next 5 years.
Do you remember a time when that was what you paid for the rights?
I remember when they paid $10 million for a franchise back in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. So since they are moving to ESPN from Fox, the number one team, it really left an opening. So a lot of people were speculating, and Al Michaels people were saying, well, gee, am I going to get a phone call from Fox? Do they want my duties here or not? And apparently that phone call never happened. So Al Michaels is heading to Amazon Primetime, which will be the exclusive Thursday night game with the NFL this year. You can't find it anywhere else other than Amazon Prime.
And how much is he being paid?
And he's getting $75 million for a three-year deal to do play-by-play once a week.
Is that $1 million a game?
I think it's even more, because wow. You got to figure 17 games. Maybe they'll do a couple, two or three playoff games. That's still only 20 games, and you're getting $25 million. So 77-year-old Al Michaels, he's been around since, do you believe in miracles?
Yes!
One of the most famous sports calls of all time, the 1980 hockey team and Al Michaels. It still gives you goosebumps to this day.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. That's Gentleman Jim Dallas. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 131, as we check on our conditions on the area freeways, I've been keeping my eye on the Beltway, 215. There's been a lot of congestion there. Westbound 215 near the airport connector, it has cleared out a little bit. So moderate flows down there in the Henderson area. Also, you're pretty much up to freeway speeds on US 95 north and southbound. Lane restrictions, however, do continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl as they work on that bridge reconstruction. That project's going to be there all the way through December, so do expect delays as you try to work your way through there on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders signing another running back over the weekend, announcing they have signed Amir Abdullah, a second-round pick in 2015. He appeared in 11 games for the Panthers last year, 44 carries, 136 yards. He also had 35 receptions, 272 yards, and a touchdown. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, the team has won two in a row after that five-game losing streak. They're back at tonight. They'll match up against the Minnesota Wild. The team has placed defenseman Derek Pouliot on waivers. If he clears waivers, he is expected to return to Henderson. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
At the United States Postal Service, we deliver with advanced technology and equipment so we can reach over 160 million addresses across the country. We're delivering for thinkers, doers, movers, shakers, groundbreakers, future makers, innovators, trailblazers, disruptors, streamers, dreamers. So no matter what business you're in, we'll always be delivering for you. USPS, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/delivering.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor of Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest inflation, the highest unemployment, and the worst-ranked schools. And Vegas has become one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. I could tell you it didn't help when Lombardo threw ice out of Metro, and he's only exacerbated the situation when him and Sisolak have allowed tens of thousands to be bussed into Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo and Sisolak are responsible for the colossal downslide of Nevada. Putting either of them into the governor's seat for 4 years will complete the destruction of this great state. Don't take them at their word when they tell you what they'll do once elected. Do your homework. Look at their track records. I'm against all mandates. This is America. I reopened our churches back in 2020 after beating Sisolak in the Ninth Circuit. I've been fighting his tyrannical agenda for 22 months straight. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we will make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to GilbertForGovernor.com to learn more, and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Yeah, They have completed testimony, at least for the day, including the opening statement. Ketanji Brown Jackson, the president's nominee for Supreme Court Justice. Lindsey Graham is considered one of the swing votes. Might vote yes, might vote no. This was a part of his opening statement.
So we're going to find out how that statement holds up over time. A viewer's guide to this hearing. She will be asked about her sentencing practices as a district court judge, and she'll have a chance to explain her reasoning, and you can make up for yourself what this means, but it's good to be asked. About her legal views, I'll ask her about the law of armed conflict and her view of the law of armed conflict. The fact that you represent the Gitmo detainees is not a problem with me. Everybody deserves a lawyer. You're doing the country a great service when you defend the most unpopular people. But I do want to know about your amicus briefs after you're no longer a defense counsel weighing into the Supreme Court about how they decide law of war issues. That matters a lot to me. I think it does matter that the groups that came to your aid at the expense of Judge Childs, how did that happen and why were they doing what they were doing? What is it about your nomination that the most liberal people under the umbrella of Arabella threw in their money, their time, their support, and threatened Joe Biden if he picked Judge Childs? I want to know more about that. I want to know about your judicial philosophy, because people on the left, the far extreme part of the left, believe that you were the best bet. And I want to know why they reached that conclusion. Maybe there's no explanation you can give us, but we'll talk about that. Now, when we say this is not Kavanaugh, what do we mean? It means that Democratic senators are not going to have their windows busted by groups. That's what it means. It means that no Republican senator is going to unleash on you an attack about your character when the hearing is virtually over. None of us, I hope, have been sitting on information about you as a person for weeks or months. You come into our offices and we never share it with you to allow you to give your side of the story. We wait to the very last minute when the hearing's about to be gavel concluded and say, oh, by the way, I've got this letter. And so happened that every media outlet in the country had the letter too. So the next morning, there were headlines all over the country, really, accusing Judge Kavanaugh of being basically Bill Cosby. None of us are going to do that to you. And if any of us does that to you, all hell will break out. And it should. The media will be your biggest cheerleader. They're in your camp. They have every right to pick who they want to pick. They won't be this constant attack on you like Judge Kavanaugh and other conservative judicial appointments. There won't be any questioning of where you go to church, what kind of groups you're in church, how you decide to raise your kids, what you believe in, how you believe in God. Nobody's gonna do that to you. And that's a good thing. So you're the beneficiary of a lie. You're the beneficiary of Republican nominees having their life turned upside down. And it didn't work. So I'm hoping that we can have a hearing that's respectful, that's informative, that's challenging. And President Biden has every right to pick who he'd like to pick. That comes with winning the White House. And I've been very inclined to support the picks of people that I would not have chosen. But this is a new game for the Supreme Court. And this game is particularly disturbing to me, because there's been a wholesale effort of the left to take down a nominee from my state. And I don't like it very much. And if that's the way the game's going to be played, then I'll have a response, and I don't expect it to be reward that way of playing the game. Judge Childs would have gotten 60 plus votes. There have been people in my caucus that would have voted for her, even though we knew she would be a reliable liberal vote, because I and Senator Scott would have stepped up. Now we're facing a choice sponsored by the most radical elements of the Democratic Party when it comes to how to be a judge. They have the most radical view of what a judge should do, and you were their choice. And you'll be asked, do you support expanding the Supreme Court? I hope you'll give us an answer, because it shouldn't be hard. Either you do or you don't. Justice Ginsburg said no. She thought if you just changed the number of the court every time somebody new came in power, it would ruin the court in the eyes of the public and make it a joke over time. I agree with that. So I hope you can give us an answer to that question.
That's Lindsey Graham just a couple of hours ago with his opening statement. Again, the senators, all the senators were able to give opening statements of their own without even asking questions. This even predated the opening statement by Ketanji Brown Jackson. We'll try and get to the opening statement either later in the show or first thing tomorrow. Okay, is that fair? Yeah, we'll try and do that. By the way, don't forget what happens. 2:50. I've set the alarm on my smartphone to make sure that we do this. 2:50, 10 till 3, I'm going to be giving away a $50 gas card. Our way of saying thanks for listening. How about that? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Kevin Wall.
Ketanji Brown Jackson spends her first day of testimony during her Supreme Court confirmation hearing. We'll have the highlights, plus the best of the Sunday shows. It's all a part of our Monday show.
Noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040 or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Somebody said on the show the other day, I'm not sure who it was, one of our callers or maybe a guest, that they had benched Dr. Fauci, that you didn't see him on network shows anymore. Well, he was on with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday, so they apparently have not. They have not benched him. They have not grounded him, if you will, to borrow a pilot's sort of thing. Dr. Fauci was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, but with some rather scary news that we may not be done with masking. If you've got masks out there, I would not throw them away. I would put them in a safe place, but you may need them again. This was Dr. Fauci yesterday on ABC's This Week.
What's your take on this BA2 variant?
Well, as was said, it has a degree of transmission advantage over the original Omicron, but not multifold advantage. So it's about 50 to 60% or so more transmissible, which means ultimately over time, it might take over as the dominant variant. Clearly, throughout the world, it's about 80 plus percent, 85% of the isolate. In the United States, it's still somewhere around 30%. So it does have an increased transmission capability. However, when you look at the cases, they do not appear to be any more severe, and they do not appear to evade immune responses, either from vaccines or prior infection. So the bottom line is we likely will see an uptick in cases, as we've seen in the European countries, particularly the UK, where they've had the same situation as we've had now. They have a BA2. They have a relaxation of some of the restrictions, such as indoor masking, and there's a waning of immunity. Hopefully, we won't see a surge. I don't think we will. The easiest way to prevent that is to continue to get people vaccinated, and for those who have been vaccinated, to continue to get them boosted. So that's really where we stand right now. We can expect to see an increase, yes.
We've seen this relaxation of restrictions all across the country right now. Any reason to reverse that?
I don't think so, George, not right now. I don't see us going back into any more really very strict kinds of restrictions. But you always have to have the flexibility. Remember, when the CDC came out with the modification of their metrics, which would lead to the guidelines of what regions or counties in the country should have a masking indoor, they made it very clear that as you pull back on restrictions, if we do see a significant surge, particularly one that might result in increased hospitalizations, we have to be prepared to pivot and perhaps reinstitute some of those restrictions. But right now, at this point, George, I don't see that.
How should we be taking advantage of this moment right now? I was struck by something Anne Ramoyne, a UCLA epidemiologist, told the New York Times this morning, who said we've been wearing rose-colored glasses instead of correcting our vision. Her point is that we should be much more proactive. Does she have a point? What more can we be doing to protect against another surge?
Well, I think she makes a very, very good point. I mean, we only still have about 65% of our population has been vaccinated, and of the total population. And of those who are eligible for a booster, only about 50% of them have been boosted. there are a lot of things that we can do from a public health standpoint. The other thing we can do, and I hope that we get the funding from the Congress to do this, is to continue to build up our supply of antivirals, of tests, and of the ability to give boosts. I mean, we have a number of clinical trials going that are trying to determine what the best combination of boosting is to get both effectiveness and durability. So we just can't stand still, particularly as we appear to be in somewhat of a lull in the cases, where cases continue to come down, deaths continue to come down, and hospitalizations. That's no time at all to declare victory, because this virus has fooled us before, and we really must be prepared for the possibility that we might get another variant, and we don't want to be caught flat-footed on that.
Can I tell you something? Listening to Dr. Fauci scares me to death, because he keeps flip-flopping and flip-flopping and flip-flopping. It's a little scary to me. Coming up, top of the hour, Monty Bowen will join us. He's Pacific Regional Director for Gun Owners of America. We'll talk about what the challenges are coming into a midterm election. They are going to be very, very active in this election. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech. And Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the best analysis of the weekend came from a guy that I'm not crazy about all the time. I don't agree with him all the time. And that's Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey. He was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. In fact, let's go to cut four real quick for what I thought was the best analysis of the weekend. Here it is.
I think there's another thing, George. I think the guy who's really in a bind this morning is President Xi. So he's encouraged this. He's encouraged this to happen, but he didn't want